Andy, would you describe how you met on Mealy, would you? Or
well, I suppose you could say I overtook him. I didn't meet him.
Yeah.
I worked in Belfast building air raids for the British air raid shelters.
Yeah.
And I visited his home.
Yeah.
Through Brother Gildas. Gildas was taking lessons from him, although he doesn't agree to that now, but he was taking lessons for him.
Yeah. About what year would that have been? 1940 or?
Oh, 42.
42. Where in Belfast was he living, or who put you on to him, his address,
oh,
right?
Oh, the Gildas. World, the World, McFadden and McPeak and all them.
Yeah.
Everyone knew about O'Meara.
And,
Or Maroon.
Oh, yeah. And was he just himself and the wife there, was it?
Yeah, that's all. He didn't have any children.
Yeah.
God didn't bless him with any children.
Yeah. But, when, like, did you go on your own or with Brother Gildas?
I went with my brother.
Oh, me?
First, yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of a reception did you get?
Oh, beautiful. Played in the attic, fellas.
Go on.
The garret to you.
Yeah, one of those lovely
sets
that he made.
Sets he made. He played his own pipes all the time.
Yeah. Did he sound as good, or of course he was getting on in years, I suppose, that time, but how did he sound?
Yeah, well, he sounded somewhat different, really.
A bit closer, or?
Well, he had a lot of ACA.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah. But,
He had a series of ACA. He could put the ACA in, kind of with good effect, that a layman might think that, oh, this is it, you see.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit of David Curry stuff, he was really.
Oh, yes, yeah. But I suppose you got on testing him about.
Oh, we've become great.
The pipers of old.
Oh, yes. Johnny Gorman visited that same house.
Is that so?
Well, Johnny Gorman was a kind of a piper from Roscommon.
Yeah.
He predeceased myself, you could say.
You know, that he was the previous champ of the area.
Yeah.
But, so O'Mealy must have heard him playing.
Oh,
like.
Yeah, and he spoke well of him too.
What was his impression of him?
Oh, he says, Johnny, I said, put it down.
Yeah.
To the layman again, that's good, he used the regulators. Oh, yes, he says. And Johnny would do as much on one regulator as others could do. And, you know, RL, we used to call him RL lovingly.
Yeah.
RL would be only looking for a beast or a drumstick type of regulator.
Did you see O'Mealy's workshop, or was he doing any bit of work at that stage?
I wouldn't think he'd be doing much, because anyway, we didn't see. We went up to the attic, as I said before, and his wife was up there with us.
Yeah.
His wife was very helpful too. If he was playing an air and his memory was going a little bit, his wife he'd nod to the missus and she'd come on and hold the piece for him in front of him.
Yeah.
Very, very good that way.
But what else do I want to say to you about him?
He thought that the Dublin piper was driven afraid of him.
Oh yes, did he
mentioned one man, I won't mention his name. There was a competition, or I don't think it would be a competition, because he thought he was above competition. A concert or something.
Yeah.
And this man, he landed at the concert or the competition, and he said he left his pipes in the tram car, because when he heard that O'Mealy was there, he got scared.
Yeah.
Well-known man on paper.
Yeah. I believe he had some fairly strong views about the quartet as well.
Oh, yes.
Because they used broadcast, I believe.
Oh yes. Well, of course he was mostly for solo.
Yeah.
Piping.
Yeah.
Which, I suppose you had yourself.
Well, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
But who else did he talk about?
He would speak of other people with scorn, and such as I don't know, can I mention names?
Well, of course,
the pipers of that day that were in Belfast, shall we say.
Yeah,
I don't think you would mention them at all, but if you mention them, you might kind of let it grunt.
Yeah.
Did he ever meet a hero of Patsy?
He didn't seem to be up on that at all, about the two-way thing.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he obviously heard enough of Gorman to...
He did, he
had reckon that he was outstanding anyway.
Yeah.
And so did you just pay the one visit to him, or did you call regularly while you were working there?
Oh, several times. When I came to live in Dublin, I went back to him again for visits, because he had a heart condition.
Yeah.
And he used like whiskey.
Yeah.
And I used to bring him whiskey from Dublin, because you couldn't get it in Belfast.
Yeah.
And he was very nice about it.
Well, that was during the war, yeah. Mm.
But so he died on Patrick's Day, 1949,
was it?
Oh, no, that was 45 or 6, I think.
Was it? Yeah. But you said he worked at Arnott's. Was it Arnott's in Dublin or?
Yeah, in Belfast. He was what they call a floor walker, so I don't know what that is.
Kind of maybe a store detective or?
A floor, well, I know what a street walker is, but not a floor.
A floor walker, yeah.
Floor walker.
Yeah.
What would a floor walker be, John, do you think?
Maybe arranging people, keeping line things and...
Yeah.
I suppose it would be dead on such a place as
or taking stock or something.
Up on
yeah.
John, you must have heard them on the radio. Oh, you had to.
Yeah,
what
he seems to be a very exciting.
Yes, it is a very exciting style.
Exciting style. Chopping and was very. He played with great speed, great gusto.
Yeah.
And I think if a man met him like you in the flesh, he'd make a great impression.
Great impression,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two like him at the present day. Yeah.
Mm. So I suppose to that way he was ahead of his time.
Yeah. And then me met an old man in Ockham.
Yeah.
He was over 90 years of age, and he knew Denny Delaney well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And whether he was a bit musical, wasn't he?
Yes.
But when we heard Denny Delaney back, there was someone painted a bad image of Denny Delaney. Some of his contemporaries went to jealous of him, because there was a bad rumour, and we heard him there.
Yeah.
And then we met him for online.
That's right.
Yes,
he was a great man too, very few could handle music with him at all.
Yeah.
It's something that present five at the time.
Yeah.
He put him over the door with this old man, didn't he?
Would you say anything, could you remember anything more about the old man on that day?
He was very, mostly we started looking for comparisons, and that's about all.
Did that old man actually, I think he said he heard Royally playing or something, did he?
You haven't met him yourself.
I went looking for him, John, but I didn't have his name, but I went to the...
the county home.
I went to the county home that time, and I spoke to an old man who gave me some information on Delaney, but he didn't give the impression that he had heard of any of the other champions of the time. So he might have been a different man.
He talked a lot about his wife, or his second wife, and wife would take the money off with pockets.
That's right.
Mm. And then another old man brought us into Lane in Ballinasloe and showed us the house where he was born and lived in.
There's
a bit of a lane going down there.
That's right. I think the house is since demolished.
Well, it would be.
Yeah, because it was burned down after sometime after he died.
Tell him about Gallagher. You met Gallagher.
Oh, yes. Tell us about Gallagher.
Oh, the New York?
Yeah.
Oh yes, well he wasn't, he was got off playing a lot when I met him.
Yeah.
And he, I think he was rather fond of the old bottle.
Yeah.
I know it, well, I couldn't say that, I was going to say something,
But about what year would it been that you met him, or who put you out to
him? Oh, 52, Busby took me out to him.
Yeah.
Tom Busby.
Yeah. Did he play any bit for you?
Oh, he played a lot. Yeah, but he was, that crispness that he had on the record of what was last art. He was well, legato. I suppose all people do get that way, don't they?
I suppose if he didn't keep at it, I suppose.
They open up a lot.
Yeah.
Some of them then, when they put down the little thing, the lower, the E-flat finger,
yeah,
it doesn't go back and cover the chanter, so it comes out rather squeaky, as you know that yourself.
Yeah. But did you call to his house, or did you just
meet him out? Oh, many times.
Yeah.
He had a daughter there too. I think she was after me.
Yeah.
Of course, you couldn't blame her for that.
I know. But, before Ian War was over, didn't you?
He was just retired that time too. He was driving a subway.
He used to drive. But did he comment on any of the players?
We liked Rawson.
Is that so?
In fact, I met him years after, and he had come up to me in a public house, and he says, "Andy, your Rossum is the boy that can play them pipes."
Yeah. Of course, did he regulate it all himself?
Only at the end of the piece, if you remember. End of the thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
He had the regulators going when he played for me.
Yeah.
And he used to laugh and he followed the melody, like, he wouldn't know harmony.
He wouldn't like to do long horns at that.
He'd follow the when he'd be on A with the regulators too. And sort of getting up above the way you top fellas mix them.
But would you say he died about?
Oh, he died in the upper 50s sometime.
He
didn't live too long after he retired.
But you weren't aware of when he died, you weren't at the funeral?
No, he didn't